All right, legends, we are live. This is the Gym Boss Podcast, and I am Jimmy Halley. I am your host, as always. And in this episode, I'm actually going to be taking you through the daily checklist that the call center that we have here at Gym Boss uses every single day. So this is taking you through the typical day of what a call center rep does. And the reason why I'm showing you this is so you can then replicate this yourself if you want to be able to execute sales at a high level to get one, more appointments booked for your gym, two, having more people actually walking through the doors of your gym and new clients signing up. And this is how we do it. There's five major key parts to this, and I'll share screen and I'll walk you through each and every part of the checklist. So then you can go ahead and hopefully then you can implement this and get great results within your gym as well. So before I do though, if you are listening to the podcast, please subscribe, please leave a rating. I would love that. And same for YouTube, please subscribe. And if you're anywhere else, welcome. Let's get stuck into this. Okay. So let me find this checklist and let me share screen and we're going to dive right in. So the five sections. So you got the prep is step one. You need to prep and build your hot list. So let me go through build your hot list now. I'm going to scroll up here. So this is before you start your day, before your day ever starts, right? What we need to do is you need to first and foremost make sure that everything is all squared away and ready and you've got all the tools and got all the resources that you need. And so from here is we use our CRM that we created called Amplify. But if you have your own CRM, cool. Same thing, same sort of thing applies. And if you don't have a CRM, that's okay. Like if maybe you're just using a spreadsheet and you've got all your leads populating into a spreadsheet, that is fine as well. So this, if you're using a spreadsheet, this part may not be as detailed, but it still applies. So you want to make sure first and foremost, you want to check to see what appointments you've got coming up for the day. Hey, do I have anybody booked in for a phone call? Maybe your stuff is optimized for phone calls. So you have people scheduling for phone calls, or do I have any appointments in the gym scheduled for today? Double check your calendar. That's step one within that. So this is part of the prep. Then you also want to make sure that other 24-hour confirmations going out, because it's one thing to book an appointment, but is confirmations going out to all the people that have booked for their appointments? And are they responding? Are they confirming? So check that they are responding. And if not, you need to follow them up because you need to get confirmation either way. Hey, are they going to show up or not? Like that's actually pretty important to know, because even if they've responded yes to the text message, it would be still very beneficial, which is what we recommend. And what we do here is to call them as well and get verbal confirmation a few hours before their appointment, just like you would at a restaurant. Restaurant would be like, hey, you know, it's me here from ABC restaurants, you know, and same here is like, you would call up and say, hey, it's me here from 123 Fitness. Super excited to see you this afternoon at 5 o'clock. Just confirming that you're going to be able to attend. And they say, yeah, I am. And go, great. And because, you know, if you feel like there's anything that's going to get in the way of you being able to make it today, because if so, let me know now and I can reschedule you. And then I can get somebody else into that slot and we can get you in a slot that suits you better. And that serves you really well because one, it makes you come off not looking so needy, but two, also that you're really looking really like you've got your shit together, right? That you're making sure the confirmations and everything's happening and that you're organized. And also you might catch the people that might no-show early because they're like, oh, in fact, you know, something's come up and you know, blah, 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 and I'm super busy. Glad you called, actually. Then you go, cool, well, would same time tomorrow suit you better? Or they might even say, look, can I push it back an hour? Whatever it is, get that. So, but this is what you got to double check. This is on the pre-work though. I've gone off on a tangent. I love talking about this stuff. So check your calendar, see what appointments you got coming up. Check your 24-hour confirmation messages are being sent out and make sure that people are responding to them. If they have responded to the message and confirmed, make sure you just, that's a text message. Make sure you just make a note to give them a buzz a couple of hours before their appointment just to get verbal confirmation as well. Review your sales pipeline. Make sure to see what any new activity you've got going on in there. Maybe you've got some new leads have dropped in and so on. check that that you're marking all your pipeline correctly. Make sure that you're, you know, have people signed up. Did they get on a trial? Did they go on a membership? Did they no show? Did they reschedule? Like, you need to make sure you're marking people correctly so you know what to do with them following up from that day forwards. Check to see if you've got any text messages. Check to see if you've got any stuff that's come through in terms of missed calls, any emails. You need to just like, you need to get, what we're doing is we're just getting a lay of the land here, making sure that everything's good. Then lastly, in part of your prep, you want to double check your tech, like all your automations, make sure all that stuff's working properly. So if you're using Zapier, if you're using other CRMs and things like that, just need to double check, hey, if you've got automated messages, are they being sent out? Are they getting double ups of the same text message? You know, make sure there's the correct name being sent to the people. Is the leads populating correctly where they should be? So from, if you're running ads, are they going into the pipeline or going into your spreadsheet properly? Are the appointments getting booked at the correct times? Like, make sure your calendar is set up correct for the correct time zone or any other issues you might find. And then you want to make sure that you deal with those issues right away before your day starts. So you can, and because you're doing this every day, you're getting on top of all these problems before they spiral out of control. Because if it lasts only for like a couple of hours, maybe your automation broke and you just need to reconnect it. It takes like, you know, a couple of minutes just to get that back up and running. Then what we're doing from this is collating something, which is what we would call your hot list. So you don't have to necessarily act on any of that. You're just making note of this. Cool, I've got a text message from these three people. I've got an email back from this person. I've got this many appointments here. So now you might have a list of like, say, seven or eight things that are your hot list. That's your hot priorities for the day. So people that tried to call you, but you have missed calls or voicemails or, you know, or maybe they might even people from callbacks from the day before. Maybe they'll literally like, hey, look, just call me back tomorrow. We could talk more about that, that, you know, that part there, but you're building your list of all the hot prospects and your hot items for the day. Then that's part one. That is just part one of the equation, is your prep and building your hot list. So you're building your priorities for the day. Then next is daily huddle. Now, if you're a team of just one, like it's just you doing the sales, I still highly recommend you do a daily huddle. And what is a daily huddle? Daily huddle is basically just a daily check-in with the sales team or with the, you know, with the sales team on what were your wins for the day yesterday? What were your metrics for yesterday? So if it's just you, you're doing this with yourself. Cool. What were the awesome things that happened yesterday? Signed up three people, got another two appointments booked over the phone. Awesome. What were my metrics? And then you go through, cool, I made this many dials, I had this many pickups, had this many people I pitched an appointment to, or maybe like pitched to sale to, this many sale, like this many appointments, this many showed, this many signed up. You know, you've got your whole list of metrics. That's just a quick run through of some KPIs and you track that every day, right? And so if it's not inputted from the day before, that's where you go in and do it there, right? Then what's your priorities? So double check your priorities and your hot list. You know, that's your hot list for the day. Then finally, is there anything else that we need help with? Like, is there anything else that you need help with? And now if you're just doing this by yourself, maybe you might be experiencing the same objection. Cool, okay, well, why am I getting this objection? And that's where you go, cool, how can I find the answer to that? And that's where you can start to maybe like find other resources, reach out to other people. Now, if you're in a team, you know, this is where you catch up with your team. Might be you, the gym owner, might be one or two salespeople on your team. Or maybe you have you, the gym owner, you have like a salesperson and you have like an appointment setter. That might be the way as well. So then you do the same thing. Get together. Hey, what was your metric? What was your wins for yesterday? What was your metrics for yesterday? And you review it as a team. Then, hey, do you need help with anything else? And that might be like, yeah, you know, this bit of software, I need to help with like figuring out where to assign this person in the CRM or whatever. Then that should only take a couple of minutes. Then what you do is you pitch, you go over your pitch, you practice, you do some role play. You might not necessarily have to practice the whole script. And this might be like for your phone script, could be your face-to-face part. And sometimes you might just, quite often, you're just role playing a certain section. Like, hey, you know, I'm getting really hard to like get information from people. Can we practice the intro and that next phase where we transition into gathering information about their current situation and where they want to get to? So then that way you role play that. And if you, again, if you're with a team, you practice with each other. If you're solo, you just practice by yourself. That's how I did it for so long when I was first had my own business before we ended up getting our own team, which was I just have the script open on the computer and I practice with myself. And so that should be no more than say, like, it depends on how long you want to practice for, but, you know, 15 to 30 minutes of like going over the daily huddle. And I'd recommend doing it in the morning huddle, because you get your stuff, you do your prep in the morning, you go over everything and then boom, you're off. You know what, everyone's got an action for the day. Now you've done that. Now you've built your priorities. You've gone over your metrics and your numbers for the day, and also what you got if you need any help with anything else. And guys, if you're listening to this on the podcast and you hear a baby, that's my daughter. She's just got home and she's probably hungry. So you build your hot list. You can then you've gone over your daily huddle where you've gone over your metrics and done some practicing of your pitch. You have to practice every day. The best athletes in the world, the best Olympians, all practice every day. So why don't we practice this every day to make sure that we're getting better, right? That's key. Then you get into action. Once you've built the stuff, done the huddle, now you get into action. And the first thing you do would be what? Hit your hot list. That's right. So that's where you're sending those Instagram DMs, you're sending those text messages, you're following back up on those missed calls or, you know, whatever it is that you had on your hot list, right? And the hot list can come from, yeah, Facebook inbox, your Instagram DMs, anywhere possible, emails, whatever, as long as it's some form of something there. Then once you go through that, because they're your hot list, they're your made, they're like your lower hanging fruit, ready to go stuff. Now then what you do, okay? The next step is part four. Now you get into your calls. That's just hitting your leads, right? So maybe you've got like leads of like, maybe you've got 100 leads there, but you've got maybe say 10 on your hot list. So you do your 10 hot list first, and then you go hit your other 90 leads there through the day. And you just rip through that whole list through the day, like trying to just get them on calls. Maybe you have some text message campaigns you send out to them, whatever it may be that you're doing. So that's part four. So on the calls, I've got other things where we can go through the script and everything else like that, but you guys get the idea, right? You start dialing your leads. Then once you've gone through and done your shift for the day, what you do is you then do what's called your end of day, EOD. You got to do your end of day. That's part five. So I'll go through this because this is an important part to make sure that you're closing off the day and setting up the next day. So if you don't do this, you're leaving a lot of opportunity on the table. And anyway, here we go. So notes were taken on the call. So make sure when you're speaking to people, if you're on the phone, take a couple of key notes, like bullet points, goals, outcomes, things they're struggling with, you know, what they've been doing, how long it's been a problem for them. Just has to be little bullet points. You don't have to write like a whole paragraphs around these people, just like, so you can know like, okay, this is them. So when you go back and, you know, try and call them again, if you need to follow up with them or you see them in the gym because they're booked in for a couple of days from now, well, then now you know, you can go back, reference the notes, and then you remember exactly who that person was and what they're all about. Then double check all your appointments are booked in for, you know, if you booked appointments for that day, make sure you double check all your calls you did and go back and see that you actually booked them in for their visits to the gym or, you know, whatever it may be, their orientation. Right, then double check all 24-hour confirmations are being sent again. So at the end of the day, because maybe you've got some people that are coming in the next morning or the next night, double check that those have been sent out. Do a quick scan of any, if you notice any other tech issues or anything again, because you want to make sure you check in the morning and the end of your shift. Any new, this is if you've got team and they're tracking commissions, right? Make sure that they're tracking stuff. Update your KPIs. So how many calls did I make? How many conversations did I have? How many people did I pitch? How many people did I get booked in? How many people canceled? How many people rescheduled? How many people signed up? You know, how many people showed up? All those metrics need to be filled out on a daily basis so you can get a good picture of what's going on. How many leads came in? What we do is like, you can start to build and formulate. I've got to start to build your hot list for tomorrow. So you might have a few items that you notice that are already there. You're like, you know what, that's actually a good thing. I have to get back to that first thing in the morning. And so then you add that to your hot list. Then what you want to do at the very end of the day is just have your list of things like, what are your wins? What are your metrics and your priorities for tomorrow? So then that way you're starting the day and ending the day with key things. You're making sure you're organized. You make sure you cross everything so that you're making the most out of every single opportunity you have that's coming your way. And you're organized, you're methodical, and you're going through things to make sure that, yeah, like somebody used this analogy once and I love it, squeezing the juice out of every single opportunity, right? You don't want to leave any juice unsqueezed, all right? So to recap, the five main things is in the morning, do your prep, build your hot list, okay? Well, it actually starts from the night before. So with your end of day, make sure you do your end of day stuff so you're getting organized for the following day. But then in the morning, review that, add things to it because stuff might happen overnight. New leads come in, you know, a whole bunch of all this stuff, right? So add to your hot list there. Then do your daily huddle, which is where you're reviewing all your metrics, your KPIs, your wins, and then doing any role play script practicing there. And then also searching for any answers. So any unanswered questions you might have, like if you need help with certain parts of the script or whatever it may be. Then you got move into action, start hitting your hot list. Then once you've worked through your hot list, then you go into the rest of your database, doing the rest of your calls and rest of your outreach, whatever medium you're using, whether it's text, phone, Facebook, Instagram. Then once you've finished your day, you hit your end of day report to make sure you're closing off the end nicely and setting yourself up for success the following day. And that is it, guys. I really hope you have enjoyed that. I know I really enjoy making these videos for you. So I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I did making this for you. And if you're not yet a subscriber to any of our channels, whether it's if you're on YouTube, subscribe. If you're on the podcast, subscribe and leave a review. And if you're not yet following our Facebook or Instagram or whatever it is, go ahead and go do that, please, because every single little bit counts. And I will see you guys all on the next episode. Until next time, this is Jimmy. Peace.